Sara Colla Giovanni was born in Florence, Italy, on the 29th of January 1998, just 10 minutes after her twin sister, Silvia. Her father Fabio and mother Sabrina Antonetti were originally from the province of Frosinone, but resided in Florence for work. Soon again for work reasons, the family moved to Viterbo, and it was in this city that little Sara's short but complete Christian journey took place. On May 30th, 1998, she was baptized in the church of Santa Maria Maggiore, in the churchyard of which she would be greeted for the last time, 10 years later. Now during her childhood days, she was known as a neat, cheerful and joyful girl, with a gentle and caring character who spends her day playing just like any other child. She grew up in a very normal family like many others. Her father was a non-commissioned officer in the army, while her mother worked as a housewife, just so they would be able to cope with the demanding task of raising twins alone without being able to count on anyone's help. Now after attending kindergarten, the first day of elementary school comes for little Sara. She loved school and was immediately attracted to study. It was in the second grade that she begins her journey towards communion by going for catechism classes in the parish of Santa Barbara in Viterbo. Some of the things that little Sara loved doing besides attending school and going for catechism classes were going for walks with her parents and her sister Sylvia, pizza on Saturdays, the swimming pool, going for mass on Sundays, taking trips to the lake and spending the holidays with her grandparents. Unfortunately, one day, Sara's life undergoes a sudden change of direction because her childhood was cut short when she was diagnosed with a brain tumor in March of 2007. An ordeal begins for Sara, an uphill journey, but she does not lose heart because just like Blessed Chiara Luce Bandano and Venerable Montserrat Grases and many other young saints, she rather chooses to comfort those close to her, becoming stronger and stronger, abandoning herself totally to the one whom she meets with her first Holy Communion on May 13th, 2007. She would always tell others, to please Jesus, one must not be beautiful on the outside, but the inside. In the hard months of her sufferings, she does not rebel and does not abandon herself. On the contrary, she fully accepts her condition and remains firmly united to her Jesus. Illness affects her only in the physical, but not in the soul. One would be able to see this as little Sara would recite the Chaplet of Divine Mercy every single day, even when the long-awaited appointment of her treatment arrived in September of 2007. Sara's soul flew to heaven on April the 14th, 2008, and 2 days later in her mother's hometown, on a shy spring day, a huge crowd gathered around her to give her the last farewell. She rests in the cemetery at the foot of the sanctuary of Our Lady of Hope. It was that very hope which accompanied Sara until the last day of her life. That hope of coming face to face with her Jesus, who had chosen her to suffer. Sara Colla Giovanni, pray for us.